The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
No matter what, I was leaving in February.
No.
I was just trying to figure out how to make this exit plan go smoothly.
You were leaving in February and I was leaving in December.
And so
I
that's
was like, okay, well, you were stuck on February. And you know what? That's fine.
It's just, it's funny because, right, like, we moved into the basement out of necessity, and my mother was so kind to like hold us down and like give us that space. Like, mind you, it wasn't free, and we paid
every
in so
month
many ways, on top of rent, like regularly.
Yeah, the cost was high, right?
But like, as happy as I was to like have that space, we knew that there was an expiration date. My thinking was that the expiration date had to align with this very specific plan that we set out. Mm-mm. But when you're not paying attention to these signs and you're not paying attention to the jar breaking, the very obvious, like, remember that movie, she dies.
Mm-hmm. And then he finds a way to go with all these goddamn balloons. He knows how to go.
1, 2, 3, 4. All right, we're good. 1, 2, 3, let me step into the moon. Am I the one you see when you get into the mood? I tell them pump them keys while I keep up with your shoes. We got a real nice thing in the pattern of the groove. I can feel it flowing through. I see the sun so clear when you roll it down your back. As a matter of fact.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, I'm Mikey.
And I'm Randy.
And this is the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast, where Randy's going to take it from here.
Where we give you an uncensored look into all we're learning, unlearning, and loving about marriage in real-ish time. Welcome all new and veteran listeners, and a special shout out to our A1 Day Ones, Chosen Family, and Gang over on Patreon.
Y'all are some real ones.
Real ones. Thank you for your continued support and community, and thank you to all our listeners for tuning in to this episode.
This very special episode.
As y'all know, this season's theme was lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
And in this episode, we're going to discuss how we made lemonade.
We made lemonade after all of the lemons.
And the fails.
And the fails.
And the broken pitchers.
We finally got some sugar and water.
Yes. In our first segment, what's happening, Mike?
We're going to discuss our new move. All right. So what happened, why it happened, how it happened, and how we're feeling about it right now. We're also going to hand out some Patreon superlatives because, you know, they deserve. And lastly, we're going to share a message to someone who has to do or is going through what we went through with living with family.
Yes. And then later we have our fight or flight segment, where today I'm confronting Mikey about always getting rid of my shit.
I feel like whatever you about to say, I'm justified.
It doesn't matter, which is my point.
And I'm prepared to fight.
Finally. We'll wrap it up with our PDA segment, where we will share something we're proud of each other, and or express gratitude, maybe.
Let's get into it.
We hope you
enjoy.
All right, y'all. Backstory. We have been living in the Batcave since 2018.
The end of 2018.
Yeah,
we moved
yes.
in, what, December of 2018?
Yes.
Right before New Year's 2019.
Please go review those episodes if you want to know all about those things. I will link them in the show notes.
But for the lazy, I got a quick recap. All right. So we moved in 2018. Randy was pregnant. I was searching for a new job. I started the tech program while driving Lyft. Randy was working full time pod producing our podcast and others. And we had Drew. Then the pandemic hit the beginning of that same year.
Yeah. After she turned one.
Our plan was to initially stay for a year, but because of the pandemic, things just kept shifting. Wasn't really sure what to do. We ended up staying 5. Right. The past 2 years, however, we've been actively working on buying a house. And now that we're in a better place mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and financially, we were in the process of going through that first homeowner's programs, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that failed epically, as the program just didn't really align with what we had going on. And if you refer back to the last episode, you would have heard that I was laid off.
Yeah.
So with all those things happening all at once, it just was not in the cards for us to purchase a house right now. But we knew that we could not stay another day.
Right.
In the Batcave.
So in short, last year and the last month,
mm-hmm.
we decided that it was time to quit on the house buying process.
Has it been less than 30 days?
Yes. For the sake of everything. Yes, it's been less than 30 days.
Randy, so
it feels
crazy.
Like it's been like 3 months.
Because we've done a lot in a condensed 2-3 weeks.
Yes.
But like, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what finally made us move, Randy?
What finally made us move? Well, to me, it was a lot of things. One, the house buying process was like, right, it's really exciting. We're like, we always felt like we were getting closer and closer. Mm-hmm. Though that was not the case. This is what happened. This is
Go
what
ahead.
I think happened. I think things started to get weird. Not weird. Once Therese moved back, it was really great to have her back,
mm-hmm.
but it was also kind of like, do you remember when we first moved in, Therese was also there? Like, it was like a cycle. Like, I could see.
Yeah.
It was like starting over.
You have just ended back up where you started.
Right. And we're all still where we were, except Drew's about to be 5,
mm-hmm.
and we've been married for so and so long. Mm-hmm. Noble has been born and passed. Mm-hmm. Like, it's been a lot, but it was just like, for me, that was really shocking. And then And that's like part of my first one. So that's part of like, yeah. Well, finally, this move was I was seeing a cycle and I was like, this cannot.
You saw a cycle. And that's crazy that you identified that like that.
Because I was like,
it's very clear.
Wait.
Yeah.
We've been here before.
In this exact
situation. Yeah.
No, it's insane. You saw a cycle. I saw signs.
Okay.
At this point, I have been praying more. Like, I have been like talking like, just God, let me know for like, just be super clear so I can't misconstrue anything. After the basement flooded, I was like, okay, this seems to be a clear sign, but maybe I'm not getting the proper message. So you want me to leave in February?
Oh.
And then something else happened. I was like, oh, got it. So I need to leave right now.
Yeah.
But then I got laid off and I was like, do you not want me to leave at all? And then something else happened. It was like, no, I have to leave tomorrow. Like, we ended up having the last piece was you finally saying,
when this is what's going to be my second one.
Yeah, it was you finally saying what I was thinking and feeling. But like, it was just another day of, hey, I just finished doing some work. Hey, I'm trying to figure out how this budget is going to align with what we're doing. I don't know that we can do the program anymore. I've tried to finagle this every way that we can to try to get the numbers to match. And at this point, like, I'm done. And I think just what I was feeling, I think the day before I had told you, like, we can start looking for like a hotel or something to like stay in, just to kind of like, just to figure out what we need to do next.
So for me, my second thing, which I think catalyzed your second thing, I had noticed that I had also been grinding my teeth in my sleep, which is not something I normally do. And I'm on Zoloft, y'all know, I'm medicated bae. And so I was just like, what I'm stressed about? And I'm like, okay, that's throat
that
chakra.
Be a t-shirt.
What am I not saying? And I'm like, I'm saying everything. I'm like doing the things. But then one day I went to meditate in bed. I was meditating. It was like late at night. Because I hadn't really been sleeping that good either. So mm-hmm. I was meditating. I think I did like a heart chakra meditation. And then all of a sudden I'm just crying. But I don't know why I'm crying. All I know is I need you to come hold me. So I say, Mike, I need you to come hold me. I don't know what's going on, but I need to be held. You were like, okay, good. You know, got it. You paused the movie, got in bed, you held me. And I'm just crying. And I'm like, Mike, I can't do this no more. I cannot do this anymore. I'm ready to go. And then Mikey says, okay, I think if we push it back to February. And I'm like, no, you're not understanding me.
No.
When you
corrected that second time, he's like,
I said, no.
Nah, nigga, hear me out.
I'm not being clear.
You're
and
not
that's
listening
on me.
To my words.
I mean,
you got very specific.
Now, we got to go right now. I don't know how I came to the answer, but I just did. I didn't prep anything I said to you. I was like, we got to go right now.
Well, the reason why I was saying February of 2024 is because there were some things that were supposed to be coming my way financially, which would have made a lot of things just easier. And all I was thinking about was how we can have a good buffer to make sure that, you know, we can pay for the movers and cover all the costs of everything and have everything set up and like just move with ease and all these things. But we already did all this work to do that.
Yeah.
Which led to my second thing, which was, as I mentioned before, it was the signs that were important to me. It was just recognizing what's going on and then like listening to that. But the thing that finally made me realize that I was ready to move is I was like, all the things that you set out to do happened already. Mm. There's nothing else on your list. You were very specific when you got in here and what the conditions were for you to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go over that list, shall we?
Yeah.
Number one, you wanted a job that made more than 80K. Had it.
Mm-hmm.
You wanted to make sure that you left here before your daughter turned 5. That's what this time period right now is. You didn't specify that you wanted to be doing these things going into this year or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
You prayed for this, and this. All of those things happened. Your next step
is
to leave. Right now, it is not in the cards for you to get a home. You will, but you are killing yourself because you haven't paid attention to these lessons that you were supposed to be picking up for the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Let's think about what those lessons are. And then I just went through them. I was like, oh, I'm tripping. And so that's why when you said that second time.
No, now.
This was coming. And this was after another flooding of the basement. Like,
yes, it didn't. Yeah. If it was like Spirit was really like, listen, y'all. I didn't know you had been praying for signs. If you had told me that, I would have been like, this is a sign. But if like it's the flood, the basement flooded.
All of the things from the Bible.
The basement flooded. The plague.
We had a plague of flood. And what else? There wasn't a fire, but something else happened.
When the basement flooded the first time, and we y'all, the whole basement got refloored. Like it's really nice floors.
Great.
But
the back cave was starting to look up. And I was like, this is definitely looking up for somebody else. But like,
but we had to put in, I don't know, I think like $1,200 or something like that.
We had to pay.
We had to pay towards something. And all I was thinking about was that scene in Up, which I have told you, the movie where they're prepping to go to like this great adventure, the couple.
Oh yeah, when they kept putting money in the jar.
They kept putting money in the jar, but every time something in life happened, they broke the jar.
Tree fell on the house, the car got a flat.
They broke the jar, and then she ends up dying. I mean, they end up being married in a long age.
You never told me this.
Yes, I did.
You didn't tell me you was thinking about Up. That's a great analogy.
It was like every time something was going wrong with the Batcave, then my computer, that random ass.
That's where it got funny. That was one of the first very clear signs. Randy's computer just blacked out.
Which never
doesn't make any sense.
Happens.
Mind you, it blacked out and looked like it's crushed, but it ain't crushed.
It doesn't make any sense.
So, and we can't wait
because
at all because like Randy needs to make money. And like, So
this
now we have
I
to
work.
Go, we got to come out of it and just get you this MacBook. And
it was another breaking of the jar to go into all this money we saved for the house.
We had family who needed help. That was a breaking of the jar.
Mm-hmm.
We had the floor that needed to be redone. This was a
breaking
of the jar.
And it had to be redone because like it's sewage.
Yes.
Like it could not work. And so I was like, we're going to keep breaking this jar and I'm going to be old and gray and I cannot
do
it.
No. I was never.
I know.
That's
but
what,
I was
no
like,
matter what, no matter what. I was leaving in February.
No.
I was just trying to figure out how to make this exit plan go smoothly.
You was leaving in February and I was leaving in December.
And so
I was like, okay, well, you were stuck on February. And you know what? That's fine.
It's just, it's funny because, right, like, we moved into the basement out of necessity. And my mother was so kind to, like, hold us down and, like, give us that space. Like, mind you, it wasn't free. And we paid
every
in so
month.
Many ways on top of rent, like regularly.
Yeah, the cost was high.
Right? But like, as happy as I was to like have that space, we knew that there was an expiration date. My thinking was that the expiration date had to align with this very specific plan that we set out.
Mm-mm.
But when you're not paying attention to these signs and you're not paying attention to the jar breaking, the very obvious, like, remember that movie, she dies.
Mm-hmm. And then he finds a way to go with all these goddamn balloons. He knows how to go. Y'all could have did this shit when she was in her 30s.
Really could have did this.
You was working at this place with the balloons forever.
Y'all had balloons your whole life. Right. So now I'm looking at it like, we have, all right, if we have the money to come out and shell out thousands for all these little, thousands, Randy, thousands. For these little things here and there, then that means
that we have the money.
I'm like, oh, and if you look back, the reason why we were here was because there was job loss. There was, we needed to get new skills. We needed to make more money. We now make more money.
We was about to be in another fine. Cycle. We was about to be, Mike, if we didn't leave when we did, we would have been there another 5 years.
No, it wasn't happening.
No, you don't understand.
No, it wasn't happening. That wasn't, you're not listening to what I'm saying. My deadline was February. I made a promise to myself that my daughter would have her birthday of her fifth birthday above ground. Like that was that was a thing that I like, that was my heart's intention, and it was never going to change. I just really thought that because of how the program was going, all it took was 6 months. All we had to do was follow these guidelines.
It was not true.
And then it just fell apart.
It did.
And epically. And so
the final thing you just made me think about, which is not on any of our lists, but good. Drew looked you in your eyes.
Oh yeah. Bonus.
Drew looked Mikey in his eyes and said, "Daddy, I want a new house."
Unprompted. These are conversations. It came out of nowhere. Y'all, Drew is weird. I believe that Drew is very much connected to all of our angels.
She's very
Drew
prophetic.
Very much, like she, yes. She's very aware. Drew just got my attention and just looked at me and said, "Daddy, I need a new house." I was like, Drew, we was talking about something else, something
out
completely
of
unrelated.
The mouth of babes.
And so, yeah, nah, I gotta listen to my baby. And so, yeah.
Out of the mouth of babes. But yeah. So
after that's what finally made us move. Again, yes. Just want to reiterate, we have always been trying to, but we kept allowing ourselves to just be a like fall victim to circumstances.
Sabotaging.
And
inadvertently, but sabotaging.
Inadvertently, and like in this last push, I think we showed everyone and ourselves that we were very serious, and that's why it ended the way that it did. Like,
yeah,
because we could have just been like, all right, so we done lost $6,000 because this or that, and we got to pay this debt back because so and so, this damn accident, this lawsuit, that like a whole bunch of stuff just mm-hmm. happened, and we could have just folded. And been like, all right, let's figure out how to make another year
nope.
work. But that was never happening. And so instead we said, God, we gonna leave. And I think you can make something work.
And so we left. And so how did the move go? For me, because I know you have a lot to say. So I'm just
go ahead
and get this out.
We can tag team this.
One, first of all, the housing process with what we have been told and what we have
go
seen
ahead, Randy,
both our parents
it.
Do took about 7 months.
When your mother closed on her house, I remember her talking about how
it took 7 months.
She was like, it wasn't the longest. It was kind of quick in how things started rolling when things started rolling. Once they found out, like they did her background stuff and the finances were there and they realized like, oh, this person is good. They just kept moving and it was done.
And with,
my mom
yeah.
closed in like five. It was a very short
time.
It was a very short turnaround.
It was really just about which house she wanted.
All right, we did a 6 month
program
journey,
and it took a year and a
and
half.
And we had to flip it and go again for another 6 months.
Yeah,
and then could.
And so, when we decided to move, we went to go see. We applied for the place before we even saw it
mm-hmm.
because I already knew in my gut. Although this is the place.
Oh, where we're staying right now.
Yeah, we applied for it and we came and saw it because they had availability to see it like the next day. We had this talk that night and I was like, no, I'm not talking about February.
Oh, well, prior to that. So this place was one of the places when I was driving Lyft in the earlier days of driving Lyft. I had dropped somebody off over here and I was like, this is really nice.
Mm.
It is quiet. It is conveniently located. It is where I would like to be.
Mm.
And they seemed very happy. And so did everyone else in this neighborhood.
Yeah.
As I drove through.
And it's very
and
dog
so when
friendly.
We started talking about moving, we started looking at apartments. It was the first place that I had looked up. In my mind, I had set a budget for what we should be looking at.
Mm-hmm.
So that we're not jumping out the window and like overburdening ourselves with what we're going to have to do financially with this new change. And it was one of two places that popped up inside the city.
Mm-hmm.
And it just started, clear sign. Sign number one. Go ahead, Ray.
So we come to the place, we view it. The woman who gives us a tour is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And she's
from Atlanta.
Yeah. And we're just waiting for them to approve us. And so like I was stressed But I think I was just being stressed because I'm addicted to worrying. It's an addiction. And I have to realize,
an addiction,
like,
or that's just your, that's your natural state.
No, it's not my natural state. It is not natural to be stressed. It is not my natural state. I choose.
Not natural. I meant like default.
No, it's an addiction. Like, I choose to worry sometimes because it feels familiar. I know that, like, if I'm stressed, I, like, I had to learn this stuff about myself. It's not easy to know. But it's just like, okay, Randy, are you worrying because you really worry, or are you worried because you don't know how to just sit here and receive this good news that's about to come? So once the when I realized it was that, when I was like, bitch. So then,
while that's happening, we tour the place. We see the apartment number. Like, we get the number of, like, it's like,
it's an angel number.
All right. It's very obvious that that's where we should be. They give us our options. Hey, would you like this place with no light? Or would you like this place with abundant light and windows?
On the corner, there are no neighbors.
On a higher floor with a better view. And we're like, don't show us this other unit. Show us this one. All right. This unit will actually be ready in, what was it?
Now.
2 weeks? Oh, the unit's not. Yeah, it's ready
she
now.
She was like, we just got to clean it.
Got to claim it.
Yeah. And she put our name down. Mm-hmm. She's like, I'm just going to hold it because I have a feeling
about you too.
And I was like, oh my God.
And so we go through what the approval process, fill out the paperwork.
It was completely fine.
And we were approved next day?
2 days. Like, yeah, we went Monday. We got approved Wednesday. And then the ball started rolling. It was like, okay, so we call Amber. I was like, Amber girl, she is a wonderful artist. We have shared
amazing
some of her
artist
things.
Amber, if you're listening to this, I love you. You did wonderful work.
She came here, she did a mural for Drew's door. 3 days. One point we just gave her our keys. It was like, hey girl,
yes,
here you go, because we was doing too much. And it was like, you going, yeah. So it was wonderful.
So she painted a beautiful mural on Drew's bedroom door. We have shared it on Instagram. We will share it again. There's also reels about it at this point. But we absolutely love it.
Yeah.
While that was going on, we were also actively getting our apartment painted
by my cousin and her husband, who's also my cousin. I mean,
they
you
came
know what
through,
I mean.
Did a great job. We all pitched in. They led, obviously, but me and Randy helped.
Yeah, they gave us homework assignments.
Yeah, we taped some stuff off. We picked some colors, and we got in here, and our apartment was painted before
before we moved in. We got this big, beautiful couch.
Wonderful couch that we are literally right now recording on. Randy decided she wanted the biggest couch in existence.
First of all, don't use me as your scapegoat.
I'm not. This is not a scapegoat. You did. I was like, babe, we don't need this long ass couch. She's like,
yes,
but I want
do.
This one. I was wrong.
Yeah.
I'm trying to open this up to say this on the microphone.
Oh, okay, okay.
I was wrong. We needed this very specific big ass fucking couch.
Yeah.
It's glorious. Y'all, we haven't had a couch.
A real couch.
We haven't had a couch, like something like this ever. We had a sofa that we were given in our first apartment after we got married. It was gifted to us. Mm-hmm. Like, we got a gift card, Ashley Furniture.
No, he got
your
it.
Your uncle
for
gave
us.
It to he's from for $250. He was like, y'all budget is $250 from Ashley. This is what I'm like, this is what you got.
Oh, I don't remember our budget. I just remember he got it.
And we had that couch. We've had that couch since day one. That couch is currently in Drew's old bedroom. Like, this is perfect. It's absolutely perfect. You can fit four me's comfortably next to each other.
We can all be on the couch and not touch each other.
And not touch each other.
And sometimes not hear each other. It's wonderful.
It is.
Shout
wonderful.
Out to Cindy Crawford, who designed this couch for
y'all,
Rooms to Go.
Don't sleep on Rooms to Go, man. They got
and
that
don't
stuff.
Sleep on Cindy Crawford, because she really knew what she was doing. Even the pillows make sense because, like, you know, like,
yes,
you know what
they're
mean?
Not stuck to the thing.
You can move it around
and take them off and wash them. Girl, didn't get me started. All right, we're not going. All right, the couch is wonderful. We're going to share a link in the bio. On top of that, it's a funny story about the couch. When the movers came and brought it, because mind you, I didn't have to lift or carry a thing. Thank you, Randy.
Movers.
Because Randy found movers.
I'm not doing this. I am not. I told you.
The guys moving the couch absolutely destroyed the elevator up to our floor, which was funny. It's been fixed, but like, it's so big that it was just took up too much room in the elevator. One piece of it. I'm sorry. It took up too much room.
They were supposed to undo it, but they didn't. So me and my cousin did it. And then we at one point had to call her.
I wish I
would have
told them before I tipped them.
I didn't know either. To Auntie Grace was like, they should have put
that's
it together.
That's on me though. I got to stop tipping people before the job is done. But I'd be tipping for like all black people in the world.
It was a lot of fun. We had movers. We rented a truck, but they did the labor. And Drew was like, I don't need to go back to the old house.
Yeah, I only got to do the fun stuff, which was drive, which I like to do anyway. Drew, once she set foot in her room,
because it was
never
done.
Wanted to leave.
She was like, well, I'll wait in the car while y'all go down there and do things. It's like, okay, you can stay in the car by yourself, you're four. So I had to stay with her while Mikey went in the house. But yeah, she's just like, we're going to the, even now when we pick her up from school, she'll be like, we're going to the new house, right? I'm like, yes, Drew.
Yeah, she's still a little nervous.
This is where we, but you know, it was great, y'all. We got to do the first Christmas here.
Yes.
And we got to do New
Year's. Our first
Year's
New Year's.
Here. And when New Year hit, I literally was on the floor just like, I was just sitting cross legged on the floor like, oh my fucking God.
Yeah.
We did it. We are here on January 1st, 2024. And that's part of the reason, y'all, why we haven't been recording, because if y'all remember, we were doing episodes every week in December, and then we got sick. Me, you, and Drew.
Yeah, we got. We didn't get tested. We don't know if it was the vid. We assumed that it was the flu. There was a bug going around. Everybody was getting sick like the first week of the of December.
We were so like, we were literally fever, no fever, fever, no fever. At one point, we're all sleeping in our king size bed. Like we're not even getting out of the bed. Seven, we didn't even have a voice. So that's why that last episode was a memory lane episode, because we
couldn't talk,
speak,
but fun times.
And so then, after getting sick, that's when I had my realization that I couldn't do this no more. And then we moved. And we moved so quick. Usually when you apply for an apartment, from what I remember 5 years ago, they'll be like, oh, we'll be available. You'll have availability in 3 weeks.
Yeah, it'll be like, it's usually a longer time period.
It was like, no, you can move today.
And if it's a short time period, that's usually a red flag. That's usually because the place is bad. But that is not.
This was not the case for
not
this.
Not the case. Mind you, so Randy, you had your epiphany or your clarity, you said, after we were sick.
Yeah.
I had came back from New York.
Oh yeah,
ready. I was done.
He was
it
like,
was,
Randy,
it was time.
If this basement floods again, we are leaving.
I'm packing it up tonight
today.
Because yeah, I like it's not even like I don't even want you to stress. I just
want
to be super clear with where I am mentally. I am not changing my mind. I am not moving from this spot. And I swear to God, after I said that, everything started functioning perfectly.
Yes, because the universe is like, no more. Do y'all not fucking get it? We will flood y'all niggas out. We will flood you out. But once Mikey was like, we are not staying here another night if this water, he said, if this water touch this part
of
the floor.
I just wanted to reach right here.
And while the water was starting to flood, but
it
went back.
Receding. As soon as I said
it went back. I was like, oh no, he's serious. The water went back. Because he was like, if it touched right here, you don't have to worry about getting no towel or no blanket.
It's fine. That's why I was saying, I wanted to be clear. Like, again, me, I'm the planner. I'm the preparer. Like, it, no matter what, it was February. It did not matter. But I am so glad that
even
we instead
you-
chose to just leave before the year ended.
Even hearing you say February is making my ears burn.
Randy, whenever I say it, she has this, like, there's a literal physical reaction that you can see in her. Her shoulders would, like, shake
a
little
bit. I don't think, maybe I'm not being clear. And that's fair. Communication. I am not staying until February.
Oh, God.
Bree said I can come live in Augusta. My
which
job is
worked
remote.
Financially, which would have worked for my plan. I'm like, all right, cool. So we're going to slide a couple $100 a month to hold y'all down while I get stuff packed up over here and we have stuff put ready to move by February.
But yeah, the
we
place,
would have saved a couple $1,000.
And a bonus is this place is very dog friendly, which Groot deserves.
It is very dog friendly.
It is very, very dog friendly. So he's having the time of his life. Lots of big dogs, y'all. Dogs bigger than him. I be asking the dogs, please don't eat my dog. Please. I know he acting slow, but don't eat him.
Ultimately, Randy, this move went so smoothly.
It did.
It went so smoothly and so quickly. Like, every aspect of it was peaceful. Every aspect of it was no problem. Here you go. And in large part, because we not broke no more. Mm-hmm. Like, we can just pay. Like, it's just, like, it's nothing. Here, take it. We didn't have to, like, negotiate with ourselves for like certain
that's
things.
What
it's just
Reed said. She said, Randy, y'all moved without asking anybody for any money.
Because we don't need to.
But
and
I
we're not going to like,
I hadn't noticed that. Like, you know, when you move, by the time you move, the money is like that's everybody. I think even millionaires, maybe not billionaires, but everybody. Mm-hmm. But for us, this was our very first move since we have been together. This is our first move since
it's our second? Because we had to move from our apartment to our townhouse.
Yeah, but we had help.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
This was our first adult as a family move, period. Yeah,
where we had the money where we could hire the movers.
Which was always supposed to be the point.
Pay the people who painted.
Which we had been doing work now for years to make sure that we could do.
Right.
It just was. And also, maybe it wasn't like a deliberate thing that may have been in the back of your head, but it was definitely in mine.
It wasn't.
It was like, at the worst. At worst, I'd be able to tell somebody, hey, I'm gonna have to split this payment between now and next week. That would be like, that would be the worst case scenario.
But not, but not, well, got
no,
it.
I ain't got it, or let me borrow something. No, fuck that. It was, we good.
Yeah.
We good. Y'all need, nah, we got, if y'all want, you want to help paint, like, that would be great. If you want to, when you're ready to come hang out, you can talk to, but we, there is nothing that is needed.
And it was very, it's just, yeah. So it was, it worked out, y'all. And it moved way quicker than the house buying process, which was just another thing. Yeah. It's like, you see how fast this happened when things are in alignment. You see, like, there are no obstacles. It was just like a clear road. It was.
You want to talk about the house buying process a little bit?
I don't. Man, maybe that can be another episode.
Possibly.
That can be, that can be, that can be another episode.
Y'all, that was a an lot. Experience.
I'm still raw.
A little bit?
Yeah. And so
there are certain parts of it that bug me, but also there are certain parts that I genuinely loved doing with you.
I love going to look at houses.
Yeah.
I was pissed about them prices. Then housing market is shit. I'm just like, for
but
this.
But the way the prices started shifting on houses that don't even have what they should for these prices, like, you ain't got no parking for me. Y'all just took the price up 20K.
And I can't park nowhere?
And I can't work with my own finance? Like, you, I need to find and work through your builder to get the girl.
Yeah,
that was fun. But I think that one of the things that I loved most about this was that we were able to, like, really just get things settled quickly. Even though our bed wasn't here fast, it didn't break the bank or cause any problem for me to be like, just go buy an air mattress.
Mm-hmm. A queen air mattress.
A big one, not one of like the shitty, like the thick ones, so that you could, like, sleep comfortably while I was home or packing stuff. It didn't hurt anything because now Drew's bed, I built it, and like she can like sleep and like we're good, and she can leave from here to go to school because we're closer.
Way
and
closer. Like,
things just, I am a believer that things happen for a reason. I am one of those people, but like, to a deeper extent, I also believe that like what's meant for you is going to, it's going to happen. Like, nothing will ever change that, and it just seemed like everything that kept hitting was meant, and it felt nice. It felt nice for, like, after years of just some, like, just especially just specifically the last 2 years, for this to go how it went.
It was really nice.
And for us to be here in this moment and things are at peace and bills are paid up and savings exists and money is fine and we fine,
but and Drew fine. We not so fine that we don't have a registry. A lot of people have asked.
Yeah, no, that's not what I'm saying at all. We need shit. So let's talk about what we need.
We're going to put, no, we're going to put it in the show notes. But yeah, so before.
No, if people have asked us or that they would like to give things, and we are absolutely, we need organization. We need like stuff from Amazon list. So we did put together an Amazon wish list that we will be sharing because we ain't settled. We are just very happy on our super comfy couch.
Yeah, we still have a few boxes, but it's not bad. No. And it's not going to take 3 years to unpack like it did in the Batcave. But yeah, so Mike, what is one thing that we learned after 5 years in the Batcave? We will do a longer episode about this.
Yeah, we're going to have to, because.
But what is one thing that you have learned?
There are so many lessons that come to mind over the last 5 years. But ultimately, I've learned is that there is nothing that like we cannot do together. Mm-hmm. Like there's. Do you know what we did in the last, like...
A lot.
Like, I don't think anyone could tell me shit about what me and you can or can't accomplish at all. Like, and this is we've only shared... We shared parts of it, a bulk of it, with, like, the public. We shared other parts of it with family. But there are so many, like, secret wars that we fought. And so many... A lot of private battles that we've gone through against each other, with each other. Like, it... We are a strong couple.
Yeah.
Like, we are a problem. Like, in context, we are actually dangerous. Like, I've been telling Drew that, like...
Yeah, Drew's like, I'm dangerous. I'm a student.
When you start equipping yourself with stuff, you become more dangerous out here. I was like, when you start reading, you're going to be dangerous. I was like, when you start, like, for real, just, like, cleaning up without having to be prompted and stuff like that, you're going to be dangerous. Like, all right. So, I think that... Because of who we are now and after what we've gone through, I am looking forward to what comes after this because of who we are. Mm. Who we were went through what they went through and they came out as who we are presently. And I think that what we're about to do is already, I'm impressed by what we're about to do just because of what has happened. But
in terms,
I've learned that we different. like not for, and a lot of people that I've talked to, a lot of my married male friends, a lot, like they, like, y'all just, it seems weird, but we are different. Mm. We're a strong couple of people.
Yeah.
And we learn.
We're slow learners.
But we learn.
What did Sansa say?
That was a quote.
I'm a slow learner, but I learn. Amen. Mm. Mm. Thanks, babe.
You're welcome.
One thing that I learned after 5 years in the Batcave, we should quit more often.
I thought you would say this. Randy, can you please explain the concept of quitting?
So I was reading this book literally right before I had my, we got to get the fuck out of here thing. And it was called Quit. And it's written by a woman who plays poker for a living. And she's really good. She's like in the top of her class. I cannot remember her name, but I will put it in show notes. And she talks about how good poker players aren't good because they constantly stay in the game. They know when to quit.
You have it's a song. It's know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run.
And so she says that we give quitting a lot of grief, like, and we give grit and resilience, and those are important for a lot of things.
Yeah.
And like, you need it, but also part of knowing when to quit is a real life skill. And so one of the examples she gave was, the first one she led with was Muhammad Ali. Top of his game, he wins back his title from George Foreman and decides to keep fighting, but he's literally
to his own detriment.
Yes. Kidneys fucked up. He can't pass the test. Brain damage, like all this stuff. And then when he finally quits, it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
And she also talks about the guy who has Slack, who created Slack. He's had this other game that did really well. They got like $6 million once they like realized what was going on. But then he went to bed that night and he woke up and he was like, yeah, I think I'm done with this. And everybody was like, well, this is our biggest day yet. We made $6 million in one day. And he was like, yeah, but having to keep this up to get this type of thing would take too much. And so
it's a lot.
They ended up like using a part of the game.
He said part of the game was a text-based platform where people could talk within the game
and share like documents and stuff. And so they were just using this within the office and they called it, the acronym, it sounds like Slack, but it was something else. I can't remember, but it spelled Slack. And then they just like put it out. I don't even know what they put it out, like 20s with the pandemic.
And you already know when the pandemic hit what Slack did.
Everybody, so. Right. And they made like $20 million in
a day.
We're
still using it.
We still.
To this day.
Introducing Wondersuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the Wondersuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
To this, every organization I've worked with since.
I want to find, when we explain what something's like, we say it's like Slack.
Yeah.
And when I was reading these examples, I was like, okay, we have really proven that we have grit and resilience, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
Our marriage has survived impossible things, impossible grief. Our kid is healthy and happy and tall and confident.
Yeah, you can't like, say that Mikey and Randy don't try.
Right. And it was just like, the problem is not that you don't try. The problem is that you don't quit. And I've learned that we need to have we as a couple, we as individuals, everybody need to have a basis to when they're going to quit. Because I think that if we had quit sooner,
girl,
we would have had more money. Save. I mean,
this
we
ain't
still
a religious
had,
podcast.
But all I'm saying is, that's what I'm saying. So I learned, like, Randy, what are you trying to hold on so much for? And again, this is not saying don't have grit or resilience. Some stuff you're going to have to work for.
No,
but some
this
stuff.
This is saying you've had it all. You've done it.
So now it's time to let it go. And that's like the house buying process was like that. It was like, you've been trying. And it's okay to call it quit so that you can move on. And to this place that we love, then I realized I want to be taken care of. We got valet trash. We got like, I don't want to have to.
Well, times have changed since the last time we rented a place. Like
I don't want
this
to.
This stuff didn't exist when we were renting.
I'm just like, I don't want to have to do.
Remember when you got an apartment and you had to buy all your appliances?
Yeah.
All of them? Washer, dryer, microwave, all of them?
Yeah. This came with it. Got a place to bathe, group. Like, I'm just like,
it's a dog spa.
Yeah, like, I just
private area for packages, because we have been living in a house and we're used to like getting our stuff on time. Like,
yeah, and having to explain why I got my stuff. Just like, I know we told you we was broke, but here's five Amazon boxes. Me trying to explain that I got a gift card. Like, it's just like, it was too much. It's too much. But no, like, I learned that I really need to, and we really need to incorporate quitting in our bag of tricks.
No, I agree.
Like, actually,
once Randy broke it down, I was like, the thing is, I believe that. I already believe that, but I don't exercise that shit at all. I don't practice quitting.
Mm-hmm.
You put practice and effort into those other things, the grit, the pushing through, the trying to work it out. Like, but we don't put enough effort into like, hey, where does it make sense? And where should you be able to identify? Now you got
to
let that go.
You have to let it go.
And sometimes you're going to be forced to. And there have been a lot of times we have been forced to.
Yeah.
But this time, I was glad to just say,
I quit.
And then once we said that, all right, so what does it mean starting this next thing? We quit that. We've let that go. Well, this means we should just do this. And then like
and
clockwork.
And then it moved.
Just done, moved. done. Mind you, all this shit started happening on Jigga Day. If you listen to this podcast long enough, it started on December 4th. Like, it's like,
it was crazy. I literally felt a collective, like, from our spirit team was like, finally. You know, like when you're you're reading the book or you're watching a movie and you all, right. It's like us with this short-term memory loss.
Yes.
And Dory and Finding Nemo, y'all. Dory meets Nemo finally.
And Nemo
and
says, hi, I'm Nemo.
She goes, Nemo? That's a nice name. And everybody's in the theater like, ugh.
It's a forehead slap moment.
And so, and then like, then she has clarity and realizes Nemo and Nemo is important and all this stuff. But what I am saying is, I literally felt like, it's like when we all know, the audience knows what is happening, but the person in the show or the movie don't. And we're just like, get it through your thick ass head that this is not the house you need to be in. This is not the room you should go into. And then they figure it out. And we're just like, oh my God.
But we have so many counters. But why wouldn't it be the house? We have the money for that now. Or why shouldn't we could do that.
Everything kept telling the market, the TikToks, the everything.
But I was so hell bent on being like, hey, I could fight the market, bruh. I now make six figures. We can do whatever
it
is necessary.
Enough.
This is not just to be told, hey, what you did? Great.
It's not enough.
Not enough.
Start over.
Nick.
Start over.
That is enough to make anybody quit.
And I was done then. I know exactly what we're talking about.
In that moment, that should have been a moment of practicing quitting. But instead, I decided to double down and figure out what. All right. I was like, okay, so cool. So what you need from me is 6 more months. Done. How can I do those 6 months with what I have?
And meanwhile,
excellent.
Me and Drew looking at you, shaking our head.
And I'm like, because the day we got that news, I still had to go to work. Like, I was like, it hadn't processed.
I get it.
It hadn't. Just to fast forward and find out when we get here that the place has been available
for 6
since
months.
The-
yeah, since that moment. The guy was like, ain't nobody been here 6 months. This specific unit. Yeah. But anyway, that's what I learned. So yeah. I want to, but quitting is hard. Like I remember one thing
it's also very counter to everything that you've done.
Right. It's just like one of the big things was like, we've worked so hard. I've been doing all this work to get us here. And you telling me I got to quit. And that's the problem. And that was another example she gave. And then I'm gonna move on. But I really think people need to hear this. The Mount Everest, I told you. So you know more people die going down Mount Everest than going up. And it's because they have these things called, I can't remember in the book, but there are points when you climb Mount Everest, if you haven't reached that point by a certain time, you have to turn around and go back because descending is so hard. And the problem is you can be 200 feet away from this point. But if it hits 1 p.m. and 1 p.m. is the time where you have to turn around and you have not touched this particular point that you have to touch, you have to turn around. But the problem is people are like, but I'm so close. I'm right here.
Yeah, it's only 200 feet.
But it's just like the point of climbing Mount Everest is not to climb it, it's to make it back. There is a reason why there are these turning points that you have to hit and then turn around because you will not be able to breathe.
But then here's the thing, right? It's like, the way we're used to looking at it or you're conditioned to looking at it is like, the goal is 200 feet. I've made it 100 feet and I'm so close. Turning back around means I got to go back 100 feet and then tomorrow I got to work up the strength to go 200 feet.
But you'll be able to because you'll be able to breathe. Yes.
So and these then, are your choices.
Yes. And the story she gave, there were three men who actually turned around. She was like, you'll never hear about them because they survived. You hear about the books and the movies write about the people who die. Mm-hmm. You know, the heroes. She was like, heroes die all the time. We all gotta be heroes. You wanna live? You wanna, you know, you wanna go off and have kids and get married and maybe climb Mount Everest next year? That's how you do it. And so just like realizing, okay, quit. Even if you're 200 feet away, even if you can't explain it to nobody, we have to build the skill of quitting.
Yeah, it's the story of Sisyphus. It's the Greek story. It's the one who keep pushing the boulder up the hill just for it to keep rolling back down and starting over. It's one of my favorite movies, Triangle. If anyone has ever heard of it, I talk about it a lot in this podcast. It's I'm gonna find it. Movie. You know what? I'm gonna gift it to somebody. I'm gonna gift you the Blu-ray. I'm gonna find it on Amazon. But we were meant to hit our turnaround point a while ago, but we kept saying tomorrow I'm gonna work up the strength to go that 200 feet.
Yep.
Finally, we turned around and we went.
And realized back I don't even want to climb Mount Everest no more. I'm ready to go home.
We get down. We get to the bottom of the mountain just like, to find out. You know what? The view from a helicopter is beautiful. We could fly around this bitch.
Yeah,
and look at it.
I actually don't want don't it. And that's the gift of quitting. Sometimes, like actually, I don't. I don't think I want.
Sometimes you need to realize that. And what we set out for in the beginning. Parts of it we still want. Parts of it are not about, that's not what we're about anymore. Mm-hmm. It's not what matters anymore. And what matters to us, honestly, our dog has some damn comfort. Yeah. What matters to us is that our child has some convenience
in her own
space. What matters to us is us being close again.
Yeah, we've been having sex.
Some privacy. Girl.
With the door closed.
So we're trying to get into this right now? You want to do it for this episode?
No, but I'm just saying.
I would love to.
If you want to. We have a door, maybe in your PDA.
Okay.
But we have a door, y'all, that we can close.
And it locks.
And it locks. And on top of that, Drew be asking for her door to be closed. And I'm like, really?
Drew asks for her door to be closed for privacy. Yes. She's learned a new word. And she uses it in context.
I need privacy. She's 4. She thinks privacy starts with the letter F. I cannot. I cannot. But fine. You can have your door closed. But anyway, yeah. So y'all, that's us. Engagement. Oh, we never wrote anything. Please tell us what y'all think about this episode. Let us know what you think about us making lemonade and finding a new place, especially
if you've been along on this ride.
Yes, y'all have been with
what
us.
What you think about us finally
moving?
We would love to hear from y'all.
Yeah. Please shoot us an email at blackmailmirror@gmail.com.
One more thing. If you're interested in getting the movie Triangle, let me know. I would love to gift it to one person. Like literally just say, Mikey, I want Triangle and I got you. Hit us up at.
Yeah. Shoot us an email at blackmailmirror@gmail.com. Leave us a voicemail. Actually, y'all leave us a voicemail. We do still get the voicemails. We haven't had new ones in a minute, which is fine, but we want to start back playing them. So please leave us a voicemail at 770-750-4098. Or send us a text. Actually, y'all can text that number too. People have. I usually try to respond back to people via text from that voicemail. Once they leave a voicemail, just let them know we got it. So just letting you know. Or you can hit us up on social media and let us know again what you think about this episode, how you feel about us making lemonade, being in a new place, and what are you actually going to quit?
You know what's funny? When we started this season, I thought that the lemonade was going to be us finally closing on the house. Like, and if you go back to the earlier episodes from this season, it was like, we are working. We are so close to this goal. And we almost had it, but we had to turn around.
We was 200 feet away.
That was not supposed to be happening. No. It's fine. It's fine.
All right. Let's do some Patreon superlatives.
Yeah, before we get into this fight, we got some love that we want to share.
Yep.
All right, so this is to the fam over on Patreon.
Yes. People who were gifted superlatives, as y'all know, are the people who are the most active, which means we see them the most on video calls that we do weekly on Wednesdays, 7
active
p.m.
Active in the Discord. Yes. Showing up for the game nights.
Because that's how we get to know people.
Yes. I think it's safe to say that we know these people.
Yes. These are friends. We have been to some of these people's houses and stayed there.
Multiple times.
Yeah. So, Patreon superlatives. Number one, I guess we'll just take turns. Nikki B, most Delulu. Mm. Because she thinks her kids look like her.
Yeah, no. As wonderful as you are, Nikki. You are slightly delusional.
Them babies look just like...
Them babies love you, but, you know...
They just kind of look like their dad more. Not kind of.
But we love you. And
every
who
call,
knows? Maybe the next
call,
one.
She's like, look at this baby. Don't this baby
look like
me?
You're
like, no, Nikki. No, the baby does not. But do you want me to lie?
Yes, she does.
She's like, no, you
I blame it on mom brain. One, because she's extremely brilliant. So I know that you can't think. But you do. It's okay. At some point, those same kids grow up to start looking more like the parent who was initially delusional.
Okay, but I don't see that happening. Second, Renee, most likely to moonlight as a bartender.
Y'all, Renee also goes by Blurred Syrup on most socials. This is our streamer friend. She does really, really great work. Mm-hmm. On top of her having really great content streaming on Twitch and all of the platforms, she can pour a drink up.
She makes the best. Like, she be making drinks don't nobody even be thinking of.
She be introducing us to shit. I got to go Google and be like, you know what? Actually, I got to try.
Ginger Snap Tequila. What?
Where do you come up with these things?
Yeah. And so she's most likely to moonlight as a bartender. Three, Susie is most likely to let loose abroad.
Yeah, Susie be in these streets. These married streets. She married.
Is married. They went to Jamaica. They ain't been the same since.
Ain't been the same since. Well, nah, they was gross before they left. They was just quiet about it.
But this time.
Now.
Yeah. Susie said she tired of living in the dark.
Which leads us to the next person, number four, Robbie, who is most likely to shoot the club up. My nigga.
Number five, Jared, most likely to know the truth about aliens.
Yeah, y'all, we have look, man, y'all gotta join Patreon to like meet these people.
We got spies.
We got spies. We got secret agents and accountants. We got CEOs, CFOs, we got drug dealers and thieves. It's a wide range of people. It leads us to Charnel.
Most likely to have the designer bag or shoes you wanted.
Yeah, man.
She always got a nice
What's
bag.
What's the word? Opulence.
Yes.
It's something about being around and in the presence of like rich niggas. When you chopping it up with rich niggas.
To be
that
fair.
That just bring life to your life.
To be fair. She what? Do be waiting on sales and stuff.
Doesn't matter.
But she be having, they still be.
She had that shit on, right? She be having that shit on.
It's a very, yes.
She had that shit.
Yes. And she'll put it in Discord and be like, this where I got. And I'll be like, oh, girl, I'm going to add this to the
wish board.
The dream board.
I'll be like, you know what? Let's see if they have that at Ross.
I'm going to add this to the dream board, the vision board, because.
What does Shein have something comparable?
What's the dude?
What's the name of the place that used to be popular? Fashion Nova. Do they still do?
Yeah, they're still popular.
Okay.
Okay. Number seven is Yanitza, who is most likely to really be Robin Hood.
That's right.
She
Robin
takes
the rich
from the rich and gives to the poor. Yep.
That's right. And we love you.
And we love you. Number eight is Janae, who's most likely to condition Drew into becoming an AKA.
y'all, my baby is on the cusp. All right. So if you want your sorority to be the one to this child go to, she could go either way.
Up your game, because Janae be sending onesies and bibs, aka, and
to be completely honest with you, I think that's why Drew's red room, for anyone wondering, is pink and green. It's literally split down the middle. There's a shade of pink and green. Let her tell it. She's also open to red and silver
and black and
gold,
indigo.
And so, like,
but the color she normally wear, even today, her outfit, speaking green.
Look, man, my Zeta friends, it ain't too late for y'all. My Delta friends, it ain't too late for y'all. But y'all gotta like.
It might be too late for the Zetas because they have a dark blue.
Yeah, she did give up on the blue.
It may be too late.
Come on, y'all, condition this baby. I'm trying to go to some step shows and like support my baby.
Number 9, Brianna, most likely to move to the middle of America. For love.
Oh, you put love there? This girl about to move to the middle of nowhere for some dick. But I love you though. It's okay.
Really excited.
You
know,
you deserve love.
You do.
In all honesty. Even though you've been a sap your entire life. Like, in a good way. I also am a sap. I'm a sucker for love. You know? Everybody want to be loved. This one, I love for you.
Yeah.
And I want you to be happy. Even if it means that I'm miserable that you've left.
But we can be up there. Give us a reason to.
Now we gotta go to.
Oh, we have to. And we have to stay. So when we go, we have to be like.
Summer months.
We're here for a week. We're here for 2 weeks. All right. Number 10, Miss Lorraine. Most likely to own the franchise in your neighborhood.
Yeah, man. Again, rich nigga. I love you, Miss Lorraine. I had a different idea for her superlative, but Randy wouldn't let me do it.
No. Have Miss Lorraine upset with you.
She would be upset.
She
would
have laughed.
It's the truth. Sometimes you just gotta wear fishnets.
She would have laughed.
Next up, we have Brittany.
Most likely to convince your ass to go to the gym and stay there. Brittany
our inspiration,
looks amazing.
Man. She be making me get up and go do some push-ups when I just don't feel like being active.
Going to the gym, work it out.
We were actually all over the place with a superlative to give Brittany because there's so much that we love to say about her. Brittany's a genuinely great person, and I'm so glad I met you.
Yeah.
I didn't even tease you this time about your connections.
But you haven't met her yet.
I haven't, but
you will.
I love her.
I know. No, I know. We love these people. Gang. I've met Brittany. That's why I specified. We went to Renaissance together.
Yeah, Randy went to go see Beyonce and have fun. And I ain't realized that wasn't a good idea for me to not go.
Yeah, you should have went.
But I didn't know that it was going to be like that. Like this particular album and this concert series was like, everybody was like, go out with your girls, go have fun. I was like, I would love for Randy to experience that. I wasn't even thinking about myself. The moment everybody started going out, and all of the Texas route started happening. All the stuff from the other city started coming out. And it was niggas like, hey, bro, I was in there with my girl. This was one of the best experiences ever. I was pissed.
Yeah.
Because I had bought 2 tickets.
Kaylin even went.
But I wanted you and your sister to go.
We went.
Because she was a fan.
Yeah.
But and I feel like she deserved that experience.
Yeah.
But I wanted to wear silver. I could have got an outfit.
We was cute. Okay. Number 12, Ebony B. Stamp. Most likely to know all the universe's secrets because Muslims.
We love you, Ebony.
We love you. She be knowing. She be like, if you know, you know.
She do be knowing.
She be knowing.
And I actually love how she practices.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that she expresses what she practices. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. But we've grown up with Muslim people our entire life. Like, it's just.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
Who's next?
13, Stephanie.
Most likely to have a healthy marriage because of Canada's universal health care.
Mikey was rushing to do that,
that
one.
That was mine,
he
man.
Came up with that one.
Look, man. Send some medicine.
She Lead Against Open Handmaid's Tale is in it's happening.
So that was a play on healthy marriage, but also because you're a genuinely good person. So we know that your marriage will be a good
great.
One.
Yeah, she's newly engaged.
And last but not least,
Jason.
At all.
Most likely to hear snip, snip, and smile.
Too many niggas, man. Getting the snip done and being happy about it, you know? And I understand because, like, if I get other people doing it. I just don't have enough children in the world for me to do it.
Mikey, so, I love you. That was our Patreon for superlatives. We love you all. Thank
you
all so much for a great 2023.
Look, we don't want to be selfish and gatekeep and keep these people from y'all. So if you would like to become a part of our tribe, our community, please join us on patreon.com/blackmillennialmarriage. We're getting more and more active with each year. And this year, on top of game nights happening every single month, it is my goal. I'm just putting this out there to have our first excursion meetup. Something's happening.
Yeah, we have to do something. It don't have to be perfect. I think that's part of our issue. It's like, oh, we need like a building.
We off that. We quit with the perfect stuff. So now we're just going to make it happen.
Let's meet at the Beltline. No, really. Let's meet at the Beltline and let's just walk
I still want to kind of do like a beach. You know what?
Let's just meet. Let's start.
We're going to start with a meeting.
Let's meet at the Beltline and let's go hike. We can all drive up to Georgia Canyons.
The Canyons.
That was a really nice hike.
That is a long enough drive to really like
get to know somebody.
Bond.
Rent a bus.
Hell yeah.
And drive up there and then we walk.
That would be. Mm-hmm. I see where your mind is going.
You see me?
I see you.
All right, y'all.
You're going to get some after this.
I got to go pick up your daughter. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm going to get, okay? Your child. Mm-hmm. Who gave me permission to pick her up today.
Yes.
Yes, she did. She was like, Mom, you can pick me up today if you want.
I like that for you.
Hey, baby. Okay.
Big ass sap.
It's time for Randy and Mike's Fight or Flight. They've held it in all week, but you gon' hear it tonight. Don't really matter who is wrong or right, cause it's fight or flight.
All right, fight or flight.
Fight or flight. Now, I love you, so I know you don't have any actual beef, but I'll let you go. So, what's up?
My fight is that you keep getting rid of my shit without telling me. And I don't find out until I'm looking for it or I've noticed it. And
what you mean,
You about to start and I'm not done.
I wasn't about to do nothing. I'm listening to you.
Are you?
Yes.
Like I was saying.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening. Go ahead.
You have gotten rid of things that I really liked or that I just wanted to keep.
Like what, my love?
Like my angel clock. My angel number clock.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And the little net things that I told you was for laundry. That you posted. It helps you wash clothes.
Okay.
You can't tell me where it is. And this is just the stuff I know about.
Okay.
And I don't understand why you just won't either inform me, hey, here's a picture of it. It's about to be gone.
Uh-huh.
You broadly be like, I'm ready to get rid of this. But you don't ever tell me directly when it's going to happen, if it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Nor do you ask me. Maybe I wanted to put this stuff in my memory box.
Got it.
So that's my fight.
All right. I have a mix of responses. Let me start by saying you're right. And I'm going to highlight where you're right. I think that I could absolutely communicate better when it comes to getting closer to doing the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's been a long time of me talking about what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And like, sometimes it's not until I go through, there's a lot of memes about like dads or whatever having like those manic episodes where they just go on like cleaning stuff and like everything's in danger if dads start cleaning. It's real. But I'm going to highlight the specific things you talked about because
it was
funny. Get
a little closer to your mic.
First thing you said was the clock and you called it your what clock?
My angel number clock.
Would you mind telling people how long, why you call it this the angel number clock?
Well, because I constantly see angel numbers through this clock. Me and Bree see angel numbers through this clock. The clock is one of our first purchases as people who were living together.
Mm-hmm.
And
going back to like one of our first apartments, right?
Yes. It didn't work for a time. We could not figure out why the time frame was always in California.
Mm-hmm.
And I recognize that. But we put it up in the back cave because there was a hole there.
Yes.
And we needed something to block it.
Yes.
But I discovered that this clock, while it was not telling the time in Georgia, I could look at it and one, know what time it was here because I just count 3 hours forward or backwards. And I would look at it and see an angel number.
Gotta know. When was the last time you looked at that clock and saw an angel number or saw the time and was like, oh, this is now this time because of this?
Babe, I know that when you were looking at the clock, because by this point it had broken.
Yeah, it wasn't working.
But every time I looked at the clock and Bree looked at the clock and you can call her up, there was a time on there.
Got it. So the thing is, we had been talking about, all right, we won't stay on the clock forever, but we had talked about throwing it away. And I was like, we have to throw this away because this needs to be thrown away.
Inform me.
I didn't, but during this time, because we're cleaning and we getting ready to leave, I've been throwing shit out. I have been making.
I understand that.
And that's all it was.
That's the fight.
And that's what I'm saying. I hear you. I get it. And I can communicate a lot closer to stuff being thrown away before I start throwing stuff away.
Because I didn't even
But this was
notice.
One of those days where I looked up and I'm just super irritated with the fact that we have for years had a clock that don't tell me what time it is.
It do.
Okay. not only at this point was it not, because then I looked at it and it's not even like I can add 3 hours to it. Oh, okay. So this is the time in California and now it's this. Now the minutes was off. The hours and the minutes was off. I was like, this is stupid.
Because you're not tapped in.
And so, and there we go. The next thing that you said was that laundry net thing that we haven't used that was bought forever ago.
It
for
wasn't
something
bought
that-
forever ago. I bought it with something. And it wasn't
you
forever ago.
It was,
it was last year and they put it in. What was
you
it?
You bought it with something last year and hadn't used it.
It was the duster. The duster kit I bought.
Okay.
That we actually used.
Used?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We used it.
Yes.
They put extra like cleaning bags
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, but have we ever used those cleaning bags?
No.
And now I'm in a space where I got to pack up this stuff because we need to leave. And I'm really thinking about what needs to come and doesn't. If we never used it there, we ain't using it here.
Well,
and we've already discussed how we got to get a whole bunch of new shit. So in my mind, all I'm saying is if it's time for this to go, it is time for it to go. I was really, and this is just me explaining like my thought process now. Again, I have admitted that you're right. And I will make sure that I'm communicating
so
closer to it.
Fighting?
This is a fly fight. I'm just saying when it's time for shit to go. I'm saying I regret nothing. I did not know that that clock held super sentimental value to you in that way, because I do understand. But it was just,
even Brie was like,
was
wait,
just a broken
fucking when she
clock.
Showed up, she was like, where's the clock? And I was like,
and in all honesty, no. If that clock ended up on a wall in this house, I'd have been upset.
It wouldn't have been on a wall.
And you did deserve the right to be able to put that in your memory box. So I apologize for that. Sincerely. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Was that okay? Was that it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So here's another thing while we on this. That's right, y'all. Bonus fight.
No, no, no. That is not how this works.
I'm tired of you leaving your shit around for me to have. No, it's fine. I love you.
Even if that's a real fight and you're trying to start something, then make me follow up what you meant
today. I actually don't even believe it.
Okay.
You've been really great as of late. So it's fine.
I've been really great.
Really great as of late.
Y'all heard this?
I got some last night, y'all. That's the only reason why I'm in this mood.
All
PDA.
Right. PDA. PDA. All right, my PDA. So, babe,
yes.
We have been in our new place for a little under a month. It hadn't even been a month yet. 3 weeks.
Yeah.
21 days, 20 days. I don't know. But it has been great. Thank you so much for doing all the work you did to get us here. Your part. This is a literal physical manifestation of your effort and your love for our family and for me and for yourself and for Groot. Thank you also for the great sex we've been having, which will be his own episode. It feels so great to have a door and walls and boundaries. And yeah, I'm happy. And we've been working on our communication and like both of us working to be more direct, working to not assume the worst. Yes, we still have to do that, even us. So yeah, I'm feeling very grateful, very loved and seen. And yeah, that's what I want to shout you out in particular.
Thank you, baby.
You're welcome.
I'm going to first highlight something that you've been doing specifically before I talk about something that has to do with us.
Okay.
I just want to say that I am super proud of the way that you have been speaking up to whoever, to name them, like to me, to family, to people you got to work with, to people you pray to like the way that you talk these days is very attractive.
Like what?
Because Mousy Randy is not a thing, you know, like it's never been a thing.
Not mousy.
However, I recognize that like when we are surrounded by noise, it's hard to communicate. Like trying to talk to somebody next to you in a concert is very difficult.
Yes.
And there was a lot of stuff going on around us for a long time. And it was difficult for us to try to like find the message in that noise. But the fact that you have consistently been doing work to figure out how to better communicate where you are, what you're thinking, who you are, how you're feeling, and it's coming across in everything that you're doing, it's very attractive.
Give me an example.
So, all right, let's say, how do I word this? So you came back from your trip,
mm-hmm.
from seeing our good friend Yanitza.
Yes.
While you were on the trip, the way that you were talking to me, not just because it was something of a sexual nature, but how you express how you're feeling these days,
mm-hmm.
it's been going beyond just I feel this and nothing else. It's I feel this because this, and when this, and being that I know that I'm talking to you, Mikey, who is probably thinking something like this, I want you to keep this in mind before you do this and we go here. And it's just kind of like, okay, it's like, it's been a lot of all encompassing conversation. I'm like, hey, I think that this was a really great conversation because I didn't walk into it with a, oh, she got an issue, let me fix it type stuff. But it was like, you came to the space like, hey, because I know you already, you're probably going to like maybe want to do something. And so I can come to this from the position of knowing this person, this is how I'm going to talk. And because of where we are now, this is how I feel comfortable talking. I don't feel like I have to keep certain things to myself to kind of protect myself or this person from something. Like, I can just talk now. Mm-hmm. You're not withholding anything anymore. And it looks good on you.
Thanks.
It just looks good on you.
Thank you.
The sex is also amazing. Now, I know what I'm doing. I know I'm nice at what I'm doing. But let's talk about what you've been doing.
What have I been doing?
Gross.
I know.
You're wonderful.
It's just,
mm-hmm,
your dick is so pretty.
Mm, girl, speak on it.
It just is.
It is, ain't it?
It's just, you'd be like,
I'm really curious if you're going to lead us in there.
You just be like, I want a picture. I'm like, no, I want a picture. You send a video. No. Yeah.
You're hot, by the way.
Thank you.
All right. So in addition to that, thank you for what you said, because you know what this family means to me. You know what you as an individual mean to me. You know what Drew as an individual mean to me, and Groot, who is actually allowing us to get this out without clacking around the house. For us to have a new space to just be.
Yeah.
Especially at this point in our lives and what we've all been going through for the last 5 years. This has just been
nice.
And I am very happy that this is our life again.
Yeah.
And for the first time, like,
as a family.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so while some may think we tripped, because we are really one of the key things that we're going to keep talking about, y'all, going into this next year, is the fact that we got a door.
Y'all don't understand.
Y'all don't understand, but it's okay, because we're going to make sure that we paint this picture clearly as time goes on. It's such a big deal.
And a closet.
That you can walk in.
And I said a closet already. Okay.
these are things that people take
for granted.
Yeah, take for granted.
I would never take a closet or
love a
door,
my nigga.
Close it.
But it's this next season of our relationship. I'm excited for like new reasons, and I'm really looking forward to how we show that side of us to the world. Mm. Because for the last couple of years, our content, while still great, has been rooted in a lot of pain and struggle and strife and going through it.
Yeah.
And so I remember what the Chapmans looked like when we just thriving.
Mm-hmm.
And I look forward to showing others what that looks like with you. And then watching you just as you continue to thrive. Yes, man. I love you.
Build my empire. Thank you, baby. I love you too.
You're welcome.
Call to action. All right, y'all. The Black Millennial Marriage Podcast is hosted and co-produced by Mikey and Randy Chapman. All episodes of the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast are edited by Randy Chapman at Wordy Productions.
The podcast production company.
Ay.
We are now and still available on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and all your favorite streaming services. Rate us
5 stars,
please,
y'all. And review us so we can read them and things.
This is also probably going to be one of the last times we shout them out individually until somebody give us some money. The Black Millennial Marriage Podcast Fight or Flight Jingle was created by Ebony Janae at Janae's Jingles.
Details in our show notes. Who are you talking about? The platform?
Yeah.
Oh my God. To hang out with us and support our work as independent creators, join us on Patreon, y'all, at patreon.com/blackmillennialmarriage. There you'll get access to our Discord channel, unedited and ad-free episodes, Zoom meetings with us, and more. And now you can
go ahead.
There's a free trial. So
that's,
you can
right,
like, check us out for like 7 days,
mm-hmm,
and see if you want to stick around, you know. Catch up,
you know,
on
what? Here, I'm going to give y'all a little bonus. So we will be having a game night within the next 10 days. So you might be able to sneak in there if you join us within the next
yes
10 days using that trial. So, you know, try it out. See what you see. I think you might like what you see.
And think about how you are supporting small businesses and independent podcasts.
You know, you are directly responsible for helping us put food on this table and clothes on my baby back.
Follow social media platforms. On Instagram, we are
Black Millennial Marriage.
On Facebook, we are
Black Millennial Marriage Podcast.
And on Twitter, we are
X_TheChapmans.
We're also on Threads. We're gonna like do things.
Oh yeah, we gonna make reels. Niggas might join TikTok.
Let's speak of the presence. We are making reels.
Go ahead, girl.
We are online.
That's right.
Don't it sound better?
You're right. We are now a part of society again.
We are a part of society, and it feels good.
It does. We miss y'all.
Thank you again for listening, y'all. Be blessed.
Don't settle.
Fight clean.
Peace.
When you get, 1, 2, 3, let me.